Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson.
And we're your hosts this morning. Yay! Well, we are in the study of the law of attraction, huh, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, and how to manifest. And that's what I'm going to talk today about, because many people think it's some magical act to manifest things. But the real magic is in you already. You are the answer to manifestation. The thing that you're trying to attract, you are and have already. It's just a matter of neutralizing the forces of what you want into physical reality and manifestation. That's how it happens. It's like a vapor. And you know the vapor is there, even though you may not see it. But you know that it's there. So you think it into existence. You think it right where you are and not focus on it after that. When it comes into being, then you release it and let go. And then start your next project. But you have to be happy and not forceful, gentle and allowing. Those are the keys, the secret keys to manifesting now what you need immediately. Let's open with a prayer, which I'm going to do.
Okay, Dr. Reggie.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to worship and to appoint everyone else in your service in the world. I thank you for people who listen to this wonderful creation that you gave Cynthia the idea for, the circles of prosperity. And that prosperity is every part of their life, in their health and relationships and their finances and their conditions. We thank you for the power to present this in a big nationwide way. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio to allow this to happen. Work through us with the energy of the Holy Spirit and let us provide a beautiful lesson always. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
Now, one of the things I want to start off with manifesting, not necessarily the laws so much, because people can say, oh, no, not that again, not laws. But they're there for a reason, because when you try to force them, they don't work. There's a lot of unseen spirits, including your ancestors, the ascended masters, angels, and devic beings of a god and goddess. And there's really powerful things happening right here. When you want something, whatever you want, is also wanting you. That's what's funny about this law. When you think about manifesting, whatever you want is also wanting you. What do you want? And is it for your highest good? Is it for the good of all concerned, as opposed to something selfish? If that's the case, your unspiritualized ego will get in the way and prevent manifestation. If it's for your highest good, it's going to help you and help others. It comes faster. Let's take an example. I wanted to manifest a cup of coffee one day. Cynthia was driving, and I said, oh, my God, I want a cup of coffee so bad. And so I stopped at Starbucks. When I went in, before I went to the Open Mind Center, the woman just said, here. And I got the coffee without even taking out any money. In fact, she told me that she looked at my stone around my neck, and I said, I'm looking for some more because I want to create some stuff with these stones and crystals. She said, my boyfriend makes stones and has a lot of them. He didn't do it anymore. He stopped and has all these heart shapes and crystals and gemstones and everything. Let me know when you're coming again. I'll be glad to give them to you. Wow. Wow. So when you're wanting something, without forcing yourself, I want this more than anything in the world. You're not forcing anything. You are simply allowing it to take place in your soul. is a mighty fortress of protection and a wonderland of eternity, of where you came from, that deep, beautiful blue where you came from in God. Now, if you call it God or infinite mind or infinite intelligence, it's still God, no matter how you slice it or how you present it. And you have to know that these things are very powerful for you. You are made in a magnificent way. You have the power to attract, the power to repel, the power to uplift, and the power to decline. But it's all your power. You were born with as a baby. Nothing was taken away from you. You are influenced, however, by outside forces. Once you select your own parents, your mommy and daddy, when you're being born into the world, and now you're growing up into a full-grown organism, you are shaped and influenced by these people. But remember, they are souls too, and they were shaped and influenced by their parents and so forth and so forth. You, however, are an individual, and therefore you are individuated in God and have power and influence. So when we want to attract something with our soul, you see what you want to attract. Merely and casually say, like, wouldn't it be nice to have this? And then feel in your spirit what it feels like to have it. I mean, really wrap yourself into it to feel it. Not forcing, but just feel the goodness of it. How it feels to have this thing, or how it feels to live in this particular way, or fashion yourself in this way. And that works every time. It will come to you. But if you dwell on this too long, that's the problem. I wonder when it's going to happen. What's going to happen? Well, I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it. You could be saying that for the next 50 years. It's coming and coming. It eventually will, after a million times you say it. So when you say something, believing in your heart, as Christ said, when you pray believing, when you pray knowing, when you pray having already, that it's already done, it shall be done unto you. If there are any questions so far in the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you, because you're wonderful people and beautiful, a beautiful audience, and I want to hear from you. If you're on the line, press 1.
Our call-in number is 914-338-0590. And today, Dr. Reggie is talking about how to magnetize what you want. When you magnetize what you want, Dr. Reggie, what do you mean by that? Is that energy work?
It is energy work. You are projecting from you something in the universe that already exists. It's about how you bring it forth into physical reality. And you're bringing it forth by knowing that it exists already, and it knows it exists. And when those two energies magnetize perfectly with each other, it comes down very quickly into reality. And everybody has that. But because you're not just a spirit or just a soul living in the physical realm, it doesn't happen in a snap like it does on Bewitched or some other thing. It doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. You are in this body in the physical realm. So everything in the physical realm is a lower density. And it takes time for it. So you have to be patient when it's manifesting, even though it can be instantaneous. You have to know it is, and that's it. And then it will catch up with your vibration
mm-hmm.
and appear.
Okay.
So, questions from the audience. I love that.
Dr. Reggie is waiting to get a question this morning, because, listen, we've been talking about the law of attraction now for several weeks. And at this point, you should be practicing. You should have some questions. You should have some successes that you can share with us.
That's why I did this, because I really want people to share, because it helps not only you by voicing it, it helps other people who hear it as well.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. That's very true. So, okay. Well.
You don't want to know what I call it. When you just keep everything to yourself. It's all mine. It's called spiritual masturbation.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want that. I won't allow it. So the thing is, with you, it's not good for your growth. Your growth is the most important thing. You came here not by yourself. You came in the world to share and to interact.
It's so true. It's so true. So just have the courage and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Can you even hear us this morning?
When people break up, it's the same thing. They send somebody an email. How insulting. I'd rather hear from you in person.
Yeah.
As opposed
that's
to,
a coward.
It is. They're hiding behind the chat room. And that's okay to be in the chat room, but some people are very shy. I want you to just step up and be bold in the Holy Spirit and say what you mean and mean what you say.
I know.
I love that. That's why we have it.
Exactly. Listen, you know what? You need to put it out in the world. Even if it's something that you desire, today, press 1 on your telephone keypad and say, I desire this. This is what I want to manifest. And then we'll
guide you to manifest.
You need to put it out and declare it in the physical world.
That's right.
Remember, Star even told us that. She told Jean, so she says, you know, go get your business card so you have a contract that's out here in the physical world.
That's right.
So if it's something that you desire today, share it with us.
It's a symbol of launching. It's
yes,
a symbol of launching. It's an archetype.
Exactly. And so we will know, and you will know that you've shared it, and there it is. It's so easy. Why is everybody quiet this morning?
People are waking up. If you had your coffee not yet, I guess maybe that's what it is.
Oh, okay. We got a taker.
A taker? A caller.
Good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity, area code 401. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Cynthia. Hi, Reggie. It's Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm good. So I thought I'd just tell you how I've been manifesting what I wanted.
Very good.
Yeah, so I've been sort of studying everything there is to study for maybe 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And also I want to tell you there's an echo when your people talk, so it's actually hard to call in and hear
echo from
what...
Out from us or from other people?
Yes, when I'm listening in the morning, people call in. And they press 1 and they talk. There's this echo, so it's really uncomfortable to listen to people that call, that press 1.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. Let me see if we can correct that.
No, the people call in. It's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Not for her.
So there'll be a delay when we respond to you, okay, Erica?
No problem. But I can hear my a second me, you know, after I talk, I hear myself in your background.
Okay.
I love it. A second me.
So let me know if you, when you start talking, if you still hear it, okay?
Okay, I will. So I don't hear it anymore. And so anyway, I studied a lot of stuff, you know, from numerology to just any topic that comes up, I'll look into it. And I had a lot of accumulated, like, book learning, intellectual, and it occurred to me recently that I would like to start practicing what I know and pass it on to somebody in my area that was open to, you know, a little bit more spiritual information. And literally... turned out to be my next door neighbor. So she's sort of where I was maybe 4 or 5 years ago in her growth. So I'm able to day to day just in increments pass on my knowledge. And I just thought it was interesting that it turned out to be right next door to me. It's really easy because I don't have to go out of my way. I don't have to drive anywhere. And it's, you know, I can just see her sort of slowly, you know, the knowledge dawn on her of how. Oh, there's my echo again.
Yeah, I just turned the mic on because Reggie was trying to respond to you.
And I was thinking
okay,
it was really
ahead.
Interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason I was thinking it was great because you wanted someone to share this information with, and the person you end up sharing it with is a person right under your nose. You know,
exactly.
So. I thought that was powerful. That was an instant manifestation.
Yeah.
You know,
really,
you had all
yeah.
the information on everything, numerology and a whole host of other spiritual aspects of things. And here's a person right here who's right in alliance with you. So isn't that great?
It is. It's
it is.
Extremely liberating,
it's
and it's,
liberating
it, it
and
just,
it's
It happens faster and faster.
Yes, because you're practicing. And
yes,
I love it, Erica.
Yes.
What a beautiful demonstration. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, so anybody else who wants to share a wonderful story like that? That gave me goosebumps, and I love it because it's right under your nose. Just when you're looking for something.
And you know the other thing about sharing your knowledge is that it helps you to even grow deeper in your understanding.
Yes.
I wonder, I'm pretty sure that's happened with Erica. When you're teaching someone else and sharing with them, it makes you feel good, number one, but then you grow in your knowledge.
You do. And she said it was so liberating for her because when you find other people who are against or who resist this information, that's no fun. So you can't be the dying horse. What you want to do is let them be who they are. Then you'll be led to the person who you need to share this with and to interchange and exchange information and grow together. That's more powerful than 25 people doing this. So it's amazing to me when two people construct their energy with each other, the energy grows and expands.
So now you use the term magnetizing, you know, and here's, we've been discussing this in the law of attraction. Attracting things to us as opposed to struggling and trying to make it happen. Magnetizing is a big part of releasing the struggle, isn't it?
But it's also part of the soul's natural quality.
Mm-hmm.
When you were born, in order to learn your lesson on earth, you had to magnetize the qualities within the soul to choose a mom and dad before coming here. To learn for the soul's growth and potential of all those lifetimes and lessons to learn. What have I learned now? How do I pass this on? And how do I share this with the world that I'm in? I am a universe unto myself. And I can do all things through the energy of the Christ consciousness who liberates me. And so magnification and power is not difficult. It's very easy. When you learn to do it, and it becomes a game almost. You're happy when you're doing it. You're joyous when you're doing it. Thinking about, oh, we're going to the beach one day. Mommy, Dad promised me. And you believe it, and you let it go. And Thursday comes when they promise, and you're excited. Oh, my God, it's almost Thursday. You're not saying, oh, come on, Thursday. You know, you should have been here already. It's not that, because anything can happen in between. But you know in your heart, if they make a promise to you, they won't lie to you and break it deliberately. So you are holding on with your heartstrings to a promise that is. And when the day comes, you open up and you're excited because now is this day and now is the experience that I felt so joyously in my heart.
Mm.
And it becomes very powerful. And you're living in something where nothing else matters. It is so powerful. Nothing else even, you don't even care about anything else. You're in your joy, and that's why we are here. Because your joy is a dynamic paradigm in the soul. And it grows and expands and expounds itself on every level. And you know what? When it radiates in every cell in your body, people know it. I wonder why this person is so bright and brilliant to me. They radiate love and joy. I want to be around that. Around these other depressed people and sad and I'm going to kill myself and jump out the window and I don't care anymore. That's not of God. That is not of God. You have to love yourself and nurture yourself and care for yourself as you elevate yourself into the energy of ascension.
Mm.
That's who you are. And walking on the path, you're not even walking on your own path. Your path is led by the Holy Spirit's light.
Mm.
And once you know that, you have an inner joy that no one can take away. That happiness that you have every morning for no reason, it's not just whistling while you work or doing breakfast or doing anything. You're joyous to get up in the morning. You're joyous to make breakfast for your wife or vice versa. You're joyous to study together and pray together and live together and love together. That is elevation for the soul.
Wow. Well, I enjoyed my breakfast this morning. Thank you for getting up and making it.
Your favorite breakfast.
I know. My favorite breakfast. You blessed me this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie.
Always.
We are just incredible beings. I'm in so much joy recognizing how we were created.
Yes.
How, you know, did you used to say this to me all the time? And I tell you this all the time. I go, oh, my God, Reggie, all these years you would say these things to me, but I am just beginning to understand it. That's why I really don't feel bad repeating things over and over to our audience, because
mm-hmm.
I know that one day the light bulb will go off and they'll go, oh, that's what Cynthia meant, you know?
Exactly.
But you used to say to me, you do not have to beg God for anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard you say that, I was almost offended. You don't have to beg God.
Your fundamentalist understanding.
Yes, but I was like, oh, I dare him. Why would he say something like that? You know, it's not so much that it insulted me. I thought it was kind of insulting to God, right? and disrespectful on some level. And I understood what you were saying, but not really.
I know that.
What made me understand was when I started teaching and truly studying the spiritual principles of prosperity. And I realized that the whole universe, how it is set up, the whole cosmic plane, all of the laws, like the law of gravity, the law, you know, we're talking about the law of attraction right now. But all of this was designed so that we can have power over them. It's not that we have power over them. We learn how to work.
Use them.
To work with them. And what the gift that God has given us is through our thoughts and our speech that we create that which we desire. And as we go deeper into understanding these laws, what I begin to realize is that just the desire and emotion begins the creation process.
Absolutely.
That which I fear begins the creation process. That which, because fear is a very powerful emotion.
Yes.
That which I desire begins the creation process.
That's right.
And that's why Reggie says you don't need to beg God for anything, because anything that you need, you can create, because you have been given the power to create. That's a huge shift.
Yes.
And so when we sit around and say, well, I can't do that because, and I can't do that because, oh, I can't have that because, then you're choosing just not to use your power. And then you're choosing to be a victim of circumstances. You have the power at any moment to say, click your heels 3 times and say, I want, there's no place like home, right?
But you know what's really funny about that too, and it's very true? A lot of times, people, is that a caller?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, hold on. So, Kathy, I'm going to put you on the air, and then you're going to hear an echo, but we have to turn our mic off. So, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
So I've been begging God for the last 10 years, and I wasn't going from my heart. So I'm thinking that's why he never answered me. What do you guys think?
Me, Kathy.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. I believe that when you're begging for something, that's like pleading, and begging, and the promise of something going to happen. So you're getting the same thing over and over again. The begging sets up an energy of need, and an energy of need over and over again. And then you repeat it over and over every day for years and years and years. And why is it never answered? Because there's no need for the pleading and begging. You are equipped at birth. It is your birthright to be and have and do as a soul everything that you need in this world to survive and live and luxuriously emanate those qualities as a soul in a body. So when you say, God, I thank you for this energy. I thank you for this house. Jesus said that when you pray, believing you have these things already. Your Father in heaven knows what ye have need of before ye ask. So when you pray, remember this secret. Believe that you have it already. That sets up a feeling, an emotion. An emotion is energy in motion of the soul itself. And when you believe, you will receive your answer.
Ah, that is great.
That is great. It is. It is. And you know, when you continue to, when you're begging, okay, there's some part of you that is coming from that place of fear of not getting.
That's right.
Exactly. And I didn't learn this till I started my spiritual journey.
Wow.
But it's okay when we do that sometimes and say, you know what, I forgive myself, and now I'm ready to receive. I'm opening my mind to receive. That reminds me of a great book, Open Your Mind to Receive by Catherine Ponder. Catherine Ponder wrote this book. She's about 80 years old now, and she's still living in Palm Beach, California. And she wrote a book called Open to Prosperity, Open Your Mind to Receive, because when you're open to receive, you shall receive. And it's based on the facts of every spiritual literature you can imagine, how it always happens, from Aladdin, a children's book, all the way down to the Bible. So it has every component of the elements that are existing, every parameter you need to manifest is right there.
How do you feel about affirmations?
Affirmations are fantastic because affirmation means to affirm something as true. And a lot of people say, well, I do affirmations every day on my window and nothing happens. Because they go to the bathroom mirror and paste them on the mirror and the, what do you call those boards? Those
vision boards.
Vision boards. And why is it not working? Because they're missing one component, the feeling that comes with it. They'll say it, but do they really feel it? Because feeling is a powerful bond between you and God. And if that feeling energy cord is cut, then it's not receiving. And if there's no broadcast signal between you and the universe, that's very powerful and not limited, then it doesn't manifest. So what you're saying is, I affirm this to be true. I am a child of God. I am healthy. I am obedient. I am loving. Whatever you am, you're saying God in me is. That's what I am means. God in me is. If you say, I am so sick, then God in you is sick. Can you imagine what kind of pain that would bring? If God in you is sick, God is your higher self. Your higher element is God. So the modalities we use for healing and Reiki, those are real. There's a lot of people coming from different parts of the galaxy who are Reiki healers, from Orion, from Sirius, from the Ashtar energy and Ashtar command, the Pleiadians. All these are galactic beings that come in human form that are very real, and they will help you, even if they are invisible, that will help you to get your affirmations to be real. Feel the power of when you affirm something, you declare it. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let us make man, and there was man. But who is us? It's all of us. We create every day. So when you affirm something, affirmations work beautifully, Kathy. They work wonderful in your life, and they can do. Don't start with a whole slew of them. Start with one at a time, and once it's answered and it's confirmed and it manifests, go to the next one.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Listen, if you want to join in on a conversation this morning, you can call us at 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is discussion time. We've talked quite a bit about the law of attraction, so I know you have to have some questions. I know you have to have an experience that you're going through in manifesting.
Otherwise, it's a Cynthia, Reggie, and Kathy show, and I love it. So say what you feel and feel what you say. I love her because she participates in the broadcast, and that's very powerful. And I love that because when you do, it elevates your consciousness.
I know.
It empowers your belief.
Listen, John wrote in the chat room, he says, I often feel distant And I was trying to figure out what that means. I often feel distant. John,
hey,
are you there?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm fine. Do you hear echo?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so we're going to turn our mic off. You want to share with us what you mean by you often feel distant?
Because I was sitting here listening to Reggie, and it was like, feel it, and stuff, you know. And then that's when I said, I often feel distant from what it is that I'm trying to attract to myself and stuff. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like I'm going wrong. I'm not sure anymore.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Reggie.
I understand what he meant.
Okay.
He feels disconnected from the feeling of what he wants and what's coming into being. And that's not impossible. Some people do feel disconnected. It also means you feel distant from God, which is inside of you, John. God is inside of you. He made you and spoke you into existence from a thought in his or its mind. And you are an energized frequency and never disconnected from God. You've been on that God channel for a long time. But since you have individual feeling, individual willpower, and he won't force you to will anything, he'll give you your own free will, you know, it's up to you to feel the vibration. And not only feel it, but to know that it's there. So tell yourself every day or every night before you even sleep, I'm programming my subconscious mind to know that I feel the power in me. In every cell of my being, I know that I am emanating and sending out a frequency of God energy. That's all I can be and do, and I have it. The next day, try it and see what happens. Feel the power of
okay.
who you are and see it already in existence. For example, I want to have a new car. I had this happen to one of our classmates, and I told him, he will get this new car. I said, feel the power of this car. Smell the new leather. Look at how beautiful the wheels look in the glass. See yourself behind this car driving. The next day, he was approved and got it.
Wow.
Even with bad credit and everything else, I can't feel it. I said, feel this. So in the class, I had everybody to feel the energy of it. And that energy brings about a vibration. That vibration was so powerful, all the forces came into place to make that car available to him. The metal, the rubber, the glass, the wheels. I even told him a special prayer to say, by the power of earth, air, water, and fire, bless this car and all four tires. And he started laughing, but that car has not had a problem since. It's been sealed with protection. So that car has elementals made up of metallurgy on the planet, which has its own vibration and feeling, its matter. Matter can only change and never die. So are we. So we have a lot more power than the metallic things that we see. So feel what you want into existence and know it's there, and don't force anything. If you force, you lose. Just allow and go about your business.
You know, we hear that all the time. Don't force, just allow. And yesterday, it dawned on me from the Abraham material that allowing means that I've moved completely out of my way. And how do I break that down? Am I resentful? Am I envious? Am I jealous? Am I afraid?
Those are energy signatures. Those
yes.
feelings are energy signatures.
And it blocks the allowing.
Yes, it does. When you allow something, you act as though all those other components don't exist. The guilt, you know, the resentment, all that, it doesn't exist in you at all. You move forward. You always move forward so that progressively you can move onward and upward in spirit. And these things come to you much faster every time. I've helped over 600 clients on my site and with constant contact. They tell me how many people I'm helping. And over the years, it's been many, many years helping people. And I see predictions come true, things happen, because I'm planting a seed for them, a positive seed. And when that seed is planted, the subconscious mind picks it up, takes it as a verity or as a reality, like what Jesus said, verily I say unto you, it takes it as a verity. It's something very real. And then it happened. And people call me back and say, oh my God, it happened just like you said. But it wasn't me. It was you. Those predictions come true because of you. And that's what I try to convey to people, even on Oracle Friday. They call in for a reading, but the reading is to guide you, not to rule your life or control you. The person who's doing the reading, or the psychic, or the influencer, is not the one making it happen. You are allowing it to happen from their vision.
Wow. Hmm. Did that answer your question, John?
Well, that leads me in a direction.
Okay. You know, something else that we've been talking about on the show regularly has been finding your joy. And I think that's what Dr. Reggie was telling you, too, how important your feeling nature is. So this feeling nature of distance and feeling separated, you can begin by finding your joy. What makes you happy? What makes you joyous? And resonating with that energy of joyousness. And then moving forward and start thinking about what it is that you desire.
Okay. Dr. Reggie, could I have that site that you have?
On my site is www.prophetreggie, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, reggie.com. And I work on a sliding scale, so don't let the prices scare you.
Okay.
And you know what, John, too, the other thing? A lot of times we feel that we're not responsible for our feelings, and that can create a disconnect, or that your parents told you as a child things not to feel, and as a man, not to cry. Men don't cry. Demanding. It takes away the gentility of feeling. It takes away the sensitivity of feeling. So with meditation and prayer and reverence to God in yourself, your higher self, the feeling will come back instantly.
Okay.
Who's ever been pricked by a pin and didn't feel it, or shot by a bullet and didn't feel the pain? So people feel pain, and we feel energy, and we feel good. So you have to find this thing, and since you said, it makes you feel good. And once it makes you, wow, wouldn't that be great to have this person? Or if you're not married, to have that woman, oh my God, this baby, so she looks sexy and beautiful, and have a person like that enter my life, or have this car, it's luxurious and beautiful, or have this house, or whatever, these furnishings, these fine clothes. Nobody, God didn't tell you you couldn't be GQ and be fabulous, because God ain't broke. God wants you to have everything and adorn. If your soul is adorned, as Jesus said in the Bible, the lilies don't toil for anything, and they were adorned better than King Solomon and all his riches and glory. So you are very special in the universe. Think of this, a creator of everything that is thought about you and created you through the mother vehicle to be here on this planet. So you have a lot of power. So please feel your worth and feel your energy and feel your individuation and feel glorious about it.
Oh, I love it. You know, Dr. Reggie has some coaching plans. If you look on his website and go to the VIP membership, you'll see subscription plans, and they come in different categories. They're priced, you know, reasonably. And you can have that one-on-one coaching time with him under those subscriptions. And I think it's fabulous. Because really and truthfully, Dr. Reggie, he's at the point now where he wants to help people to grow spiritually, you know, and as opposed to what's in my future.
And that's another thing. What's in my future? Whatever you put there.
Exactly. I love it when the people call and say, what do you see for me? And in my head, I can hear Dr. Reggie saying, what do you see for yourself?
Exactly. Because, it's not me seeing it. Because the thing is, I will see a path that they're taking and guide them on that path or off that path for their own higher good. But when they say, what's in my future? It's whatever you want to create in your future.
Mm-hmm.
You came from a creator, and therefore you have the ability to create. So you are creating your future moment by moment, minute by minute, either by deliberate intent or by default.
Oh, That means that's the that's the R word. I have to be responsible.
Well, you should be.
You know that. You know what you used to say to me all the time, Cynthia. Just create your job. You're out here trying to get a job. Just create something. And I would say, why do I have to create it? Why can't they just give me this job?
Oh,
somebody else got a job. Why can't I? And when you always tell me I have to create it. And I think now, oh, my good, that's almost blasphemy. I should have been excited about creating something
mm-hmm.
that I really desired. Listen, I was a nutcase.
No, you weren't.
But yes, I was. I was a mess when you met me.
Well, that may have been true because if everything happened to you at the time, it wouldn't happen.
Well,
my mom had died and a lot of stuff happened to you emotionally.
Yeah.
To trigger all of this stuff. And it triggered resistance.
It did. It did. And so you know what? That's why I tell you guys, I'm just like you. I'm human. I've been through it. But I know the importance of having someone like Dr. Reggie to minister to your soul and to awaken you to how beautiful you were designed, how beautiful you really are, that innocence, that perfection, that which we call God is inside of us. And, you know, he gently brought me back into that awareness. He gently brought me back into that awareness. And, boy, I'm telling you, it's been 25 years, 26
mm-hmm,
years?
25 years.
Okay. On this journey, and all I can see is the growth, and I'm still discovering and growing. And now here I am with you guys. I feel like Erica. I wanted to share all of this with you. So I encourage you to, if you go on his site, prophetreggie.com, to sign up for one of those subscription plans. You know, make a commitment to do it for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. Look, I committed for life. I committed for eternity.
And beyond,
but truly, it will make such a difference. And you know what I love about your teaching, Reggie? When you have kids, if many of you have had kids, you love them tremendously. But sometimes you have to have a firm hand with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget the time that you said to me. And it hurt me when you said it. You said, I am not here to pacify you. You know, and you didn't baby me. You know, there were times when you were really stern with me, trying to wake me up. There were times when you were gentle. But I'll never forget the day you told me, I am not here to pacify you. So as you're going through a coaching session with Dr. Reggie, there may be times that, you know, your feelings might get hurt.
But you know what? It's like they say, from the nipple to the bottle, never satisfied. From the nipple to the bottle, now the cow must die. And that nipple is those calves feeding on that thing. You don't want the cow to die and be drained of it. And so, don't worry. It's going to happen for you. You can't baby people into that. They have to be stern and strong. And it's almost like being in a spiritual military. There's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
There's like a hierarchy of angels. And so you want them to be strong and independent and individuated. It makes you grow. That's why clients keep coming back.
It's true. And they've had really, I think I'm probably your best.
Yes, you know, but there's like 187 clients here in Georgia.
Listen, we're running out of time. We enjoyed talking to you guys.
And thank you guys so much for calling in. Everybody who called in, Erica, John, Kathy, you guys are angels, and I really appreciate you. And I'm going to do a closing prayer to thank you for that, to close out your day. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the people who are listening. Bless them tremendously. I send blessings over them. I speak blessings over them as remote. There's no such thing as time or distance in the universe or in your kingdom. So I send soul-to-soul messages in vibration to make them wealthy and healthy and live long and prosperous lives and to have all their dreams and desires manifested in their life. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll be here tomorrow. God bless you.